Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, as we do every Friday in the 3 o'clock half hour. It is time for Ask Maggie, where you can ask me almost anything, except for you, Peter. I know you're out there. There's a mean troller out there. He's sending me a slew of very offensive messages. Peter, that's how you get yourself blocked. But thanks for all the slurs and no substance at all whatsoever. One rule I live by, Jamie, is that when someone does not actually take up arms with you on the substance of the matter and just slings a bunch of personal attacks at you, it means they're either very, very, very dumb or they just don't think they can win the argument on the merits of the thing. So, Peter, enough of that. That is not productive. But Jamie, one of our texters had a follow-up question for Ask Maggie in this segment.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a really good one because we were talking a little bit about, Trump taking control of the post office. And this texter from the 608 listening on WMDX asked this: will Trump cut mail delivery to impact Wisconsin elections? And a lot of you are asking a lot of questions about these postal service and making comments. So we'll kind to parse through that. But this texter wants to know, will this make mail-in ballots late, and therefore will they be counted? So 60 seconds to answer this one, Cal. Whenever you are ready to hit the bed, and Maggie can answer this question, and go.
Texter, great question. Do you remember when DeJoy was appointed? That's what everybody was concerned about, right? I think given all that we have seen from Donald Trump, that absolutely needs to be a concern. The irony, of course, is that the areas or regions most likely to be most negatively impacted are not urban areas that tend to lean Democratic, but rural areas. So when you combine the prolonged bogus attacks on mail-in ballots, which then sometimes conservatives endorse, what you know Donald Trump will do to manipulate the USPS to his electoral advantage, and conservative attacks on early voting, all of which are a bigger problem in rural counties because it's harder to vote there. Yeah, maybe they end up hurting their own voter base, but not good for democracy overall.
Oh, nice. Ooh, just at the buzzer. I love it. I love it. No, and I think, too, this is going to be an important discussion that we're probably going to have multiple times, not just on your show, but across the Civic Media Network with how this is going to impact people in more of the rural areas. So
is going to have to come up again and again. Like, how is that actually going to work? Who's going to run it? What does it look like? Is it overtly politicized, or they try to pull a fast one? Bill from Green Bay says, as an employee of the USPS, the atmosphere is very dark. People are extremely concerned. I'm going to call it now. Amazon will, quote, absorb or be spliced with the service. Bezos sat in the front row of the inauguration, needs a return on his investment. The thought I immediately had, Bill, to your point, was, where's the grift, right? Like, who's going to turn this into some sort of way for them to make money? Maybe it's Amazon, and they're trying to effectively, control delivery in a better way so that they can control costs as they continue to gobble up so many corners of the retail market. Right now, Bezos uses USPS for a ton of deliveries. Right? People, USPS, guess what? They're back on the roads on Sundays. Guess what they're delivering? A lot of Amazon packages. So that was my immediate thought as well, Bill. And I immediately thought, what's the Bezos angle? Because clearly, other than, some of the abroad, cheap, fast fashion, Temu, Shein, that kind of stuff, like Amazon is the one using huge degrees, a lot of our shipping capacity right now. And that's in large part USPS. So I think it's a fair question, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have something lighthearted, Jamie?
I do. And this is actually, I'm going to submit my own Ask Maggie question.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now because I know that you are celebrating a birthday on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, though. Are you a birthday person? Do you get excited about birthdays, or are you just like, oh, just another year?
So because my birthday is in the dead of winter, and it kind of comes, I have been not a huge fan of Valentine's Day, even when I've been in relationships. And so you end up with this like lame invented holiday of Valentine's Day, and then my birthday comes up. So I generally each year use it as an excuse to go do something fun.
Yes.
With my friends in the dead of winter when it's usually really depressing and very cold outside. Sometimes we try to go to someplace warm. This year we went up to Door County and did that and did some hanging out and some eating and drinking. So it's less like, me, and more like, oh, there's a lame excuse on the calendar to go hang out and have a, like, super fun hangout time.
See, and I celebrate in October, so I celebrate birth month, and here's my reason why. I live in a house of boys, right? I have a 21-year-old son. I have an 18-year-old son who just celebrated his 18th birthday this week. Really, I celebrate birth month because it's my hope that one day out of that month, somebody will put a cup in the dishwasher. Maybe somebody will start the dishwasher on their own. Maybe somebody will walk the dog for me, or maybe, just maybe, somebody will pick up the Swiffer and be like, huh, maybe I should do the
floors
today.
Bunnies. Yes.
Just once. That's all I want.
Jamie, you need like a birthday wish list. Be like, for this month, this is my wish list, everyone.
I know. It's simple. It's the simple things in life. That's all it really is. So anyway, that was my question for you today on Ask Maggie was, how are you celebrating your birthday on Sunday? I know Brewers spring training is underway.
Would
you like 30 seconds for this to answer? Okay. All right, Cal. So start the bed. 30 seconds. How is Maggie Dawn celebrating her birthday this year?
Well, on Saturday evening, I am going to be in the Madison area having a very nice dinner with some dear friends, probably a couple of adult beverages, little party. That will be after I watch a Brewers spring training game, likely with a bunch of my baseball-obsessed fans in Milwaukee. So watch the Brewers game, then hightail it to Madison. On Sunday, it will be a boozy brunch. That's my plan
love
on Sunday.
It.
Boozy brunch back in Milltown.
I like the plan, though. There's a whole lot of adult beverages in there. That is a good birthday.
Listen, when it's cold as hell outside in Wisconsin, you know, it's like watch sports, have some adult beverages, maybe eat some yummy food. We got to take care of some business. We'll be right back with Terry Barr with what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.